Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. God is good? And all the time. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, as I give these closing remarks, grant us a fresh outpouring of your spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with me to the book of Matthew. I won't be long, guaranteed. It is now 25 to 6. I'll be done before 6. Matthew chapter 9. We'll read from verse 27, and I want you to read microscopically, and anyone under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, I want you to listen very carefully to what I have to say. It may change your life. If you're at that store, I want you to listen. If you're in that house, I want you to listen to what God has given me. Do you have Matthew 9? From verse 27. Read with me if you have my version. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, what? Believe ye that I am able to do this. The question wasn't, do you believe I will do it? The question was, do you believe I can do it? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. You are going through one problem or another. You have one challenge or another. And God may be asking you right now, as Jesus asked those blind men, do you believe I am able to solve your problem? The blind man said yes. What do you say? The very next verse. Then he opened their eyes. No, he said unto them, according to your faith, be it unto you according to your faith. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But I take you back to the question in verse 28. Believe ye that I am able to do it? Do you have an addiction that you haven't been able to break for years? What is Jesus saying to you right now? Do you believe I can enable you to break it? Have you been unemployed for a while? Do you believe that God is able to provide you a job? Are you facing a broken home? Jesus says, do you believe I have the ability to heal that fractured home? Your child left the church. Christ is saying to you, do you believe that my spirit is able to bring back your son? Do you believe? Because without faith, come on, tell me, it is impossible to please God. And the very fact remains, there are many things God does not do simply because we do not believe. Now, let's go to another question. Go to Mark chapter 10. We'll read from verse 46. I have no particular title for this presentation. It is just a talk between you and me. Mark chapter 10. We'll read from verse 46. The very next book after Matthew. Mark 10, reading from verse 46. When you found that, say amen. Do you have it? Are you sure? And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was whom? Jesus of Nazareth, he did what? He cried with a loud voice and said what? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, come on, have mercy on me. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Stop. There is a way to stop Jesus in his tracks. Cry from your heart. Jesus was walking. And when Bartimaeus cried, the Bible says, Jesus stood still. Stop Jesus in his tracks by crying out to him. God cannot turn away from a cry for help from someone in trouble. And Jesus stood still and commanded what? and commanded him to be called? Yes. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And Jesus is calling you today. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Read verse 51 now. And Jesus answered and said unto him, read with me, what wilt thou that I should do unto? I couldn't name this presentation a blank check. Listen to Jesus' words. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now reduce that to four words. What would those words be? What do you want? What do you want? And Christ is saying to you, what do you want? Tell me. And the blind man said, Lord, that I might receive thy sight. And Jesus said unto him, according to thy faith, go thy way, thy faith, sorry, hath made thee whole. And he received his sight immediately and followed Jesus in the way. Go back to verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? This same Jesus of whom it is said, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power that Jesus had to grant the wish to the two blind men in Matthew 9, 27 to 30. The power Jesus had to grant the wish of blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10, 46 to 52. He has that same power to grant you your desires. But his question is, what do you want? Let me take a risk and ask you to state it publicly. Raise your hand and tell Jesus out loud, what do you want? Raise a hand quickly to make it, don't make it long. Help Michael and his wife. Yes, sister. Healing for your church. Brother, yes. Healing for your father, yes. Restore your children. Healing for your son, Malachi. Healing your father and your family. Say it again. Your father can't see. Your daughter to go back to the church. Healing for your life. Healing for yourself. Your daughter will come back to church. Bring your brother to Christ. Yes. For your son to come back to Christ. Yes. That your children will be back in the fold of safety. Yes. That your children will be saved. Yes. That your siblings, their children, and your friends and neighbors will be saved. Yes. Healing for your husband. Your daughter and her family. Salvation for whom? For you. Be precise. Yes. What's that? To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, my brother. Say that. Save your children. Isaiah 49, 25, I will save thy children. Yes. That your five children will come back to Christ. Yes, my brother. Yes. What do I want? To you to come back to Christ. If you've left him. Okay. Well, continue doing that work. God will bless you for that. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, my brother. Yes. Hold on a minute. I'll tell you. Hold on. Go on. Restoration for whom? Your friends. Marriage. Somebody else. Yes. Bless. Bless you that you may be a blessing to others. And to answer my brother's question, my prayer is that God will continue to use me to bring the truth to those who need it. That's my prayer. And if it pleases him to grant me a place in his kingdom, but first to use me to bring others to the light of the love of Christ. Somebody else. And so, yes, be a witness for him. Now, having heard all of those, let's go to John chapter 5. And I'll be done in 5 minutes or so. John chapter 5. This will not be long. We read from verse 1. Let me pray again. Holy Father in heaven, continue to be with us and be with me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you have John 5? Reading from verse 1. Read with me. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, and a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, how long? 38 years, pause. There are some people who have been in a situation 38 years, maybe 48 years, maybe 25. When Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, here comes another question from Christ. Will thou be made whole? We have three questions from Christ. The first one, Matthew 9, 28, believe ye that I am able to do this. The second question, Mark 5, 51, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee, or what do you want? And the third question, John 5, verse 6, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. Notice what he said, I have no man. There is no human being on whom I can depend to get me into that pool. And someone listening to me may be thinking, there is no one I know who can help me. There is no man, or there is no woman, there is no human being, there is no earthly organization that can solve my problem. There is no man, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down behind me or before me. Everyone seems to be getting a break except me. Jesus saith unto him, what? Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Jesus asked three questions. Question one, believe ye that I am able to do this? Question for you, do you believe God can help you with the challenges in your life, yes or no? Yes. Question two, he asked Bartimaeus, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Or to shorten it, what do you want? And you mentioned it, and the other desires you have that are very private. And the third question Jesus asks, do you want to be made whole? And the number one form of wholeness is spiritual. Are you with me? Spiritual. But under that comes everything else. Wilt thou be made whole? And the man had an excuse. I have no man. Now, Jesus talking to him was both man and God. He's looking at Jesus and telling Jesus, I have no one to help me. And Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Of course, the man did that. He obeyed. Are you following me? He obeyed when Christ said, rise. Christ didn't take him by the hand. He got up at the word of God. I'll take you to two texts, then I'll close. Go to John 11, let's read verse 43. This is Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. John 11, verse 43, it's a quarter to six. I know the light is fading. Can you see John 11, 43? Did I say 46? John 11, 43. No, I said it's a few minutes to six. John 11, 43. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice and said what? Lazarus, come forth. Come forth from what? The dead, the grave. Lazarus, come forth. Keep reading. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and feet. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Listen to similar words. And if the words are the same, the result must be the same. The circumstances now are spiritual. Raising Lazarus was physical, but the power is the same. Ephesians 5, 14. When you found that, say amen. Read with me. Wherefore he saith what? Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake thou that sleepest, which is no different from arise from the dead, because in the Bible, death is asleep. And so Jesus said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth, wake up. And Lazarus woke up. If you are spiritually dead, Christ is saying to you, in Ephesians 5:14, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Lazarus came forth physically. If you accept those words from Christ, you can arise spiritually from the dead. My brothers and my sisters, you may have no earthly help, but there's someone called Jesus Christ. When Christ was alone in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples were sleeping and Christ was suffering. The Father sent an angel to strengthen him. Why? The disciples were sleeping. So Christ had no earthly help. When Christ was tempted in the wilderness, there was no one around to assist him. The Bible says angels came and ministered to him. What am I trying to say? If your circumstance is such that you are all alone, God, if necessary, will do what? Send a literal angel to your assistance, because God will not ignore the one who cries out for help. And so I close by reminding you of the question of Jesus. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Put that in four words. What do you want? I remind you of the other question. Do you believe that I can do this? Whether he does it or not, we must say yes. And hold on, my brother. And the other question is, wilt thou be made whole? Now, what's your answer? Yes. If you will have Jesus to work in your life, would you stand with me? Yes, quickly. Yes. 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 That's right. That's right. That's right. That is true. Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 All right, my brother. You're right. You're right. You're right. No one can argue with that. Okay. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Father in heaven, thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your simple word. We've heard it. You're willing to help. You've asked us, what do you want? And we've made our request known to you. In the name of Jesus, dear God, increase our faith. Because the problem is not your ability to perform. The problem is our lack of faith in your power. Father, work in the lives of everyone who expressed a desire and a request. Let us leave this place believing that you're able to do what you have promised. Bless every man, woman, boy and girl, every family. Put a special blessing on the children, I pray. Save us when you come. Until then, keep us faithful. In Jesus' name, let God's people say amen and amen. God bless you. Be faithful. If we don't meet again on this side, let's plan to meet on the other side. Can you say amen? I love you. Remember me. If I come across your mind, wherever you are, all I want you to say is, Lord, do what? Put your words in that man's mouth. God bless you. God bless.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.